T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 11:25 and 10 seconds to go right along with it. On a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg. They on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a Tuesday into a Wednesday morning schmooze. Right up until Tony Page at 2 on your fan. New York City.
In New York City, people have a choice of several arteries of transportation. Certainly the most important means within the city is the subway.
This is a Woodlawn-bound 4 train. The next stop is 161st Street, Yankee Stadium.
The New York City subway has been immortalized in songs like Duke Ellington's Take the A-Train.
This is my stop. You think about it, okay?
40 more stops, the man is right again.
Hey, you guys! Train's right over there!
Can we stop for a minute?
Almost any section of the city is within easy walking distance of a subway station.
I'm checking the passages, getting on and off. Uh-huh. Front and back.
Yeah.
Shutting the doors. And the doors are closed. Now I'm checking my indicator lights to make sure all the doors are locked. I remove my switch key, go back out the window for a distance of 3 car lengths to make sure no one's being dragged.
And by subway, one can travel to most points in the city.
This is a Flushing Main Street bound 7 express train.
The next stop is Metz Willets Point.
For nearly a century now, that famous hole in the ground has reflected the high ambition and frantic pace of the mighty metropolis it serves.
New York, like all progressive cities, is studying and planning today to provide the arteries for tomorrow, through which flow the lifeblood of the city.
Well, after today and after tonight, it was do unto others as they would do unto you. 6 of one, half dozen of the other. You do the day and we'll do the night. And that's what the Metropolitans did in Game 2 after having, how you say, a miserable Game 1. Who would have thought that we would live long enough to see Jason Vargas outpitch James Paxton, who looked more like Jason Vargas when he was scaring men, women, children, animals, vegetables, and minerals? Vargas, the good news, 5 runs allowed over his last 27 innings. The bad news, he's the most consistent starter, and he's been doing so well over his last 7-8 starts that we may have to stop making the comparison with Jason from Queens and Jason from Halloween. Vargas did the quality start, and Paxton, not so quality. Unable to work up a sweat, Vargas did 6 for 3 runs, and Paxton, well, basically struggling to get 6 outs in less than 3 innings. 7 different Metropolitans drove in runs in game number 2, with Alonso right now, right away, a little after 7 o'clock tonight, number 22, and now with 49 RBIs. And what else is new watching right-handed hitters going the opposite way, as did Davis, as did Gomez, with what Gary Cohen was calling Yankee Stadium specials? Raise your hand If you thought the Yankees would be coming back on the Metropolitan bullpen, even with a 7-run lead going to the bottom of the ninth inning, and here's what Urshela needs to remember. And what kind of defense did we see from both infields today? But here's what Urshela needs to remember. Better to remind people he's more like Nettles, and we have seen that. Better to remind everybody he's more like Nettles than Willie Mays, so he can forget the over-the-shoulder, over-the-head catch. And defensively, from the infield, who really wasn't reminded of Tinker to Evans to Chance, with infielders from both teams having you look to the outfield for somebody to make a clean catch and a clean throw, although it's always fun to see Frazier in right field, who is so much better when he uses a compass or his portable GPS to make the catch. For both the Yankees today and the Metropolitans, you can say it's good to be Kang with the 4 train on the right track in Game 1, and of course the 7 train on the right track in Game number 2. Game number 1 looked like the Metropolitans were not used to playing day games. Certainly not on the road, that's for sure. Game 1 looked like the Yankees wished they had the Mets to play in the American League East. Game 1 looked like the Metropolitans needed Wheeler to hit, since he didn't look very good pitching. Game 1 looked like the Yankees might end Game 1 at the same time Game 2 would start. 12 runs on 15 hits, or was it 15 runs on 12 hits? And yes, the game was your rain delay follow-up. And defensively, both teams looked like they were bothered by raindrops or maybe blinded by the light of day. Take your pick. Especially Frazier at third and Frazier in right field. And with a Subway Series, you know you can never have enough Frazier's. In today's Major League Baseball, you can never have enough home runs, thanks to baseballs that, if tested, would all turn out positive and get suspended. So in Game 1, Urshela for the tie, Voit the big blast for the lead, and Sanchez for the cherry on top. Wheeler was out there so long that he came close to developing a tan. Or better said, Wheeler was out there so long he developed a burn. Not from the afternoon sun, but by the New York Yankees, who produced 9 runs, 5 of them earned. Not all of them. I mean, let's face it already, and it could have been worse. And it was 9 runs on his watch, with Wheeler not looking very good, Paxton not looking very good in game number 2. So what we saw from both starters today was like, forget with them starting, and maybe they should become openers, or that's what it seemed like for Wheeler, who should have been pulled a lot earlier. But if you're wondering why Wheeler was out there for so long, know that Galloway was trying to keep the Yankees from scoring 9 more runs off the bullpen. And that was accomplished, by the way. So we have to give Galloway credit for not going to the bullpen any sooner. Shortstops in Game 1 were not at their best. Didi with his glove, and Rosario unable to find second base. And as we saw in Game 2, Rosario looked better around second base if the neighborhood out had been at second base were still in play. Rosario just has to work on the feet, and he has to know where, in terms of shortstop real estate, where to locate second base. Tanaka wasn't great in game number 1, going 6 2/3. The 5 runs on his watch 101 throws for Tanaka. He gets the win with the 7 Ks without a walk. So he's now 4-5. He wasn't sharp, but when you're supported by the 12 runs the Yankees got in game number one, you'll take the win any way you can get it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.